as some archbishops, bishops, and heads of the mainline denominations in Nigeria prayed together during the clergy retreat, the Lord moved the hearts of these APEC leaders to jointly expose their serving clergy to a refresher conference where they can be engaged for personal and congregational revival. This gave birth to CLEREC, the Clergy Refresher Conference, and Peace House was mandated to coordinate it. This first CLEREC, held at the Bethany Resort, Kilometer 21, Yandev, Boko Aliede Road, at the outskirts of Boko, Benue State, Nigeria, between the 31st January and the 7th February 2005, with the theme, The Effective Minister. For further inquiry or counsel, please contact Living Seed Media, P.O. Box 971, Boko, Benue State, Nigeria. Telephone numbers 044-470-824, 044-470-849. Email peacehouse@scanet.com or visit our website at www.livingseed.org. May the Lord encounter your heart as His servant brings forth the word of life.
Behold, the skin of his face shone, and they were afraid to come near him. Then Moses called to them, and Aaron and all the rulers of the congregation returned to him, and Moses talked with them. 2 Corinthians chapter 3. But if the ministry, I'm reading verse 7, of death written and engraved on stones was glorious, so that the children of Israel could not look steadily at the face of Moses because of the glory of his countenance, which glory was passing away. How will the ministry of the Spirit not be more glorious? Let us pray. Father, tonight we have not come to a mountain that can be touched. We have not come to a mountain that shakes and quakes. We have not come unto tempest and unto darkness. We have come unto the living God. We have not received a ministry unto shadows. You have called us as ministers of the New Testament to receive a ministry with unfading glory. Father, tonight we want to plead with you that you will do something extra tonight before we leave, that will make what you have done in our lives not a fading glory. We ask, Lord, that you will do something that will make what you have started in our lives, the one that rather than fade away, it only glows from one degree of glory to another, as we look with unveiled face, even unto the Lord himself. Please bring this to bear, even as we conclude with this communion service, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, I'd like you to note that every human experience, anything that is natural, no matter how glorious it is, there is an intrinsic nature in every natural thing. It is that it fades. Every cloth, no matter how bright it is when you first bought it, the nature of every cloth is that after a while, what does it do? It fades away. Every natural thing, even when you meet people that are very popular, maybe in football, they can only shine for a while. They will normally fade away. Why does it fade away? Because it's natural. Anything that is driven and carried on by the energy of the natural or the energy of the flesh, it normally fades away. And you won't be surprised. The reason why even great work that started greatly, that started in power, that started with so much fanfare, after a while, they fade away. And what we want to deal with tonight is how not to fade. How not to fade. How not to fade away. How not to have a fading experience. How not to have a fading encounter. How not to have a vanishing revelation. If God does not add this dimension that we are going to ask Him to add tonight, this will have gone the same way everything normally goes. That's the reason why sometimes you have gone to a conference and it was very wonderful, it was very powerful, it was very great. And you can live in the glare of it for 1 or 2 weeks and then it fades away. And you are saying, I did not think it will fade out. There were things that make things to fade. But what we are trusting that God has done in our lives, what we heard God's hand to accomplish by your life as a result of this week of sitting together at His presence, we are not looking for that which fades. So how will you not fade away is the critical challenge I want you to take as you go from here. How will what God has done in your life this week, which you can touch, you can testify about, we can sing about it, we know that something happened. What matters most now is how for it not to do what? Fade away. Some of us that have come with our wives, you will sense that in the course of the meeting, as the Spirit of God began to work, as we saw the death of the old man, there was a new surge in your relationship as husband and wife. What we are concerned about is how it will not do what? Fade away. How will it not fade away? What must we do so that we don't fade away? I read to you the story of the great man of God, Moses. Moses went to be with God 40 days and 40 nights in the first instance. The first problem that he faced was that when he was coming down, he came down only to meet a situation at base. What was that situation? He saw that they were already doing what? Worshipping idols. He was coming with something in his hand. And these are the few principles I'm advancing to you tonight. How not to fade away. As he was coming, there was something that God has put in his life. There was something God sat over him for 40 days and 40 nights. And when he was coming back, there were those two tables in his hand, written by the finger of God. Do you know that in those two tables contains all that he would need to have fulfilled his ministry among Israel? Do you know that? Do you know that inside those two tables was contained the very, very thoughts of God that would have handled all the problems that is in the congregation as it came down? But I suppose something happened to Moses in the first place. He knew not the gravity of what was in his hand. He did not know that God calling him to the mount and sitting on his life was to equip him for the challenge he was going to meet. There is no challenge that comes your way that God had not taken you up to this mountain to prepare you to face. Every challenge that is going to meet you as you get down now, I want you to listen. They are challenges not for you to fade out into the troubles. They are only challenges to evoke from what God has placed in your life now that authority of God. Moses wasted the first going to the mount because he did not know that inside those two stones he carried was already engraved by the finger of God what was sufficient to handle all the challenges. And as he did not know, please listen, I hope you are listening carefully to me, as he did not know, he neglected the great provision of God on his hand, and he began to use the beggarly natural method. What was his method? He got angry. He got shouting. He got vexed. He started quarreling with Aaron. Why did you allow this to happen? Don't you know this? Why did you call this committee meeting when I was not there? Why did you do this? And in the course of saying, why did you do this? He did not know. When he did what? When he smashed the tables. He smashed what God himself wrote. What God used his finger to carve on that stone for him. He did not know when he smashed it. Brothers and sisters, I want to say to you, in your hand as you are living here, God, and I'm trusting that you will prove it as you are going. In your hand as you are living here, there is something that God, you know, you don't know how it is written. In fact, you don't know when it is written. But this is the working of the Holy Ghost. Something has entered into your life. Something has happened. You see, the encounter that God allowed you to have as we are looking at the old man, listen, is the basis of an effective ministry you are going to have as you go. Because the source of all the troubles you have ever had, either in your marriage or in the church, all the reason why you struggled with leadership, or some people struggle with you and all of that, was simply because that old man was standing. Eh? In his death, God is placing powerful life in your hand. And in that two stones in the hand of Moses, was laid, every principle that would have made him to succeed. Can I tell you? Unfortunately, Moses did not know. He reverted back to what he used to do before he went up. Hey, now can I remind you? When Joshua was to take over, did God need to give Joshua any new thing? Eh? What did God tell Joshua? He said, the book of the law, which I gave to Moses, if you meditate on it day and night, you will make your way prosperous and you will have good success. But the man that collected it first did not know the value of it. What did he do? He smashed it. Why did he smash it? Because he was trying to solve a problem with an outdated method, when God has already placed in his hands what it takes to lead and to fulfill and to answer those challenges. You know, I woke up this morning with a very great burden in my heart for you. I've been really praying. What was the prayer? I woke up and the Lord was saying, in Christ Jesus is the fullness of the Godhead, and that you are complete in him. But you know what God said? He said, but for many, many times, they would discard that which I have provided. They will continue to employ the old methods, the beggarly means that has never helped anybody. My prayer has been, how you will not turn your eyes away from what God has provided. As you are getting home, you may see things doing guru, 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 as if there's problem. There's no problem. In what God has done in your life here, there is complete solution, complete recipe to handle every challenge you face. The Bible says, how shall we escape? If we do what? If we neglect. Now I kept wondering, what can make a man to neglect so great a salvation? It will be that he either forgets the value of it, or he does not know the value of it, or he is deceived away from the reality to continue to pursue shadows. May God help you to know that God will not have brought you up to his presence and send you back empty-handed. Listen to me. Yes, there may be few people who may not have got all that God wanted, and the Lord took time over and over again and say, in case you didn't get it. And I was so excited that God wants to carry all of us along. But I want you to know that God didn't waste his time on your life this week, and God did not waste your time in this bush this week. There's something in your hand now. You are not going the way you came. You know the man you brought here, what happened to that man? He died here. The man that is returning now is not the man that went to the mount. Moses forgot that. Moses forgot that in the first instance. He broke it. He broke it. Oh, it was terrible. You know, he broke it and as if he was doing well, he grinded the whole thing into powder. So that even if anybody was to take one of the broken stone and say, make I even see what they wrote here, you won't see. And I'm asking myself, why did Moses do that? Why did he break what the finger of God had written for him? If it was not useful and to settle the problem, why will God invest 40 days and 40 nights? And when he was going, that was what he gave him. Do you know that if it was not sufficient for his ministry, God would not have given him that? But as he got down, he met the usual problem. And then he wants to use the usual method. How will you not fade away? The first way to fade away is to neglect what God has done in your life. You see, in my own experience, I want to share with you. I have come to discover that things that turned my life around, that turned everything around for me, and that launched me into the path of victory, did not come more than how God has dealt with you here. Everything that will make you succeed is contained in that which God has started here with you. Your prosperity is in that revelation. Are you hearing me? Your victory, Kai. There's an anointing that will loose on your life, but it's in that revelation. Do you know what I discovered? I discovered that when the Bible says, it's no longer I that lives, that my old man died. Hey! After that encounter, I was going back on campus. Here was I that if I see a girl like this, I have to run because I'm in trouble. Now, I saw a girl that was a sister that used to be a problem to me. Do you know why? As soon as I got on campus, I joined drama group. And as soon as the first day I went to the drama group, there was this particular sister that they said we are going to be in drama and that she will be acting something, and I will be acting the brother that is chasing her. And I don't know how I started chasing her in my heart. And so when I see her, and she is reading chemistry and I'm reading physics, and our department is the same, close, when I see her coming around like this, they say, Bragbile, no, don't greet me. I'm running away. Now, do you know something happened? When I saw that I was dead, the situation will not change, because that's what is on ground. So as I was coming, before I would run away, I said, this time, it's no longer I that live. When I saw that, but Christ that liveth in me. How are you, sister? Suddenly I realized that, so there's something here. It's like twinkling of an eye. I carry something now. It's different from before. If you don't know it, you will break it. And it will fade out. If you went back employing old method to face your challenges, you will fade out. It will appear as if God didn't meet you. You will break it. Many people broke all that God took time to write into their lives because they neglected it. We are going to the class now. Suddenly I knew that the man that used to struggle died. There's a new man here. So as I'm going to the class, the physics lecturer is talking. Now I know that you know, you won't understand it because I'm singing in tongues. You know what is happening to me now? I sense inside that as you see me now, the man that I used to carry to the class, what happened to that one? Died. There's a new man I'm carrying now. It's Jesus. So I carry Jesus. So the lecturer is teaching. I say, Jesus, what is this man trying to tell you? Then I suddenly realize that actually, the man who is inside me here actually is the teacher of teachers. He will say, you see, concerning what Dr. So-and-so is trying to say, he didn't know how to put it. This is what he wanted to say. Then I started taking a different note from what the lecturer outside is saying. There's a lecturer inside. So when they're asking questions, suddenly I knew that there's somebody. I said, excuse me, is this what you are trying to explain? He said, yes. Yeah, you understood it. I said, all right. Now, listen, why did this experience I'm sharing with you, why did it not fade for more than 28 years? We are not talking of you having one experience that after 2 weeks, it will have scattered. Because you neglected it. You didn't know what it's all about. You didn't know that what made men victorious on a daily, regular basis in their lives, it was all because they saw Jesus. And the weight of the burden in my heart all through this morning, Lord, don't allow these brothers and sisters to put aside what you have done with your fingers, going to use and employ beggarly method. Your prayer has to, you have to pray with full awareness of what God has done for you. Even your prayer has to change. Even the way you pray has to change. Are you understanding me now? I didn't know that I have to now pray biblically. Oh, a pastor came and was preaching and said, yes, I want all of you to stand up now and pray and say, Father, kill me. I want to die. Lord, I want to die in the name of Jesus. As I wanted to stand up to pray like that, something says, so, who is the liar? Who is the liar? I couldn't pray. He said, what are you talking about? Suddenly, I said, but I'm dead. He said, so why do you want to die? if you be dead to the rudimentary things of this world, why are you behaving as if you are still living it? So I stood up from the prayer meeting. I said, hallelujah, I am dead. Hallelujah, I am dead. Hey, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. So serious. Then the Bible began to say, the only weapon by which the church is sanctified is the truth. And what God says about any matter is what? Is the truth. And what did God say? You have died. Is that what God said? Is that what He said? In that weapon, I suddenly discovered. Somebody say, you see, let's stand up now. There's a demon that is trying to oppress people. It was difficult for me because the man that could be oppressed died. And actually, do you know, because of the background I come from, where there's so much demonic activities and everywhere. But after that day, I would just tell the devil, I say, devil, where I am, you cannot come. Because it's lifted far above principalities and power. So I would say, devil, I'm going to sleep now. I'll sleep and scatter my leg. I said, but these were things that we fasted and prayed about, thinking that it will add. But now, and you know I was afraid. My fear is that, will it last? Will it not fade? It has not faded. Amen. It wasn't for 2 weeks. It wasn't for 10 years. It wasn't for 15 years. Hallelujah. It was not for 20 years. Everything we are experiencing, they came from it. When next you come, you know, we have talked about effective pulpit ministry, and we have talked about all of that. There's a different dimension that you need to know. Amen. Carrying Jesus to the pulpit. I know you have read something, but you don't know how to apply it. He said, take no thought what you will say. Have you read that before? That when you get there, your father will tell you what to say. You know, I bought that. I struggled a lot. Oh, where do I get to preach? When I realized now, it is no longer I that preaches. But can a dead man preach? Eh? Can a dead man preach? He's dead. He's dead. So who will preach now? The Jesus in me. I thought it was a joke. You know, we were in the village meeting, and I was going through this experience, and I needed to preach. We were having our village meeting, and I wanted to preach. Venerable was there, and I was saying, who will preach? The Lord said, what's your concern? What's your concern? Carry me there. Hallelujah. Amen. For the first time, I thought it was a mistake. We sang and sang and sang. When it is time, say, carry me there. I went and carried him there. So what will you say? Say, what's your concern? When is my turn, I will talk. It was terrible. Let us open our Bibles to, everybody say to where, to where, to where, to where, to where. I'm also saying to where, sir, to where, sir. To where, sir. Then he announced a passage. Then I announced it. Then we finish. Then it is time to speak. He said, open your mouth, I will feel it. It is strange. I've not seen that before. And I began to preach. And we spoke. Ah, they said, Ragbile is a teacher. You don't know the teacher. You really don't know the teacher. You have not met him. There's a teacher inside who knew what he wrote. You are going with something. My prayer is that you won't fade out. Yeah. But one way of fading out is to neglect it. Is to think that there is some sophisticated discoveries that some people have used over the years that has never worked. That you think that's what you will return to. No. You can't return to those things. Eh? Before, whenever there's a problem, I think Moses normally says something like he said to Aaron. He forgot that the Moses that went to the mount is different from the Moses that is coming back. Are you hearing me? He did not know that right in his hands, those two tables contained all it takes to succeed. The tendency is for you to behave as if Boko has not happened. The tendency is for you to go back and be praying as if that man didn't die. No. The man that inherited some sickness from your mother, what happened to that man? He died. You know, in Christ Jesus, what Jesus did is so complete that there's nothing to add. May the Lord help you not to break these two stones. Amen. You know, I'm speaking with you with all my heart. I want you to succeed. I really want, I'm longing to see, if God grants me long life, I'm longing to see your glorious days. Amen. You know the joy is this. You will be great. But you know, in your greatness, you'll be great in your own inheritance. There's nothing you're not competing with me. Nothing. We don't want your members. We want you to be effective men where God has placed you. I'm going to be hearing from you what God is doing in your life. The report will come back. Say, since he came back from Boko, he's a different man entirely. When he came on the pulpit, it was as if the Lord himself is speaking. They will say it's as if, but actually what's the truth? He is the Lord, because their pastor, what happened to their pastor? Died. The pastor they sent to Boko, what happened to him? He died here. There's a new man going, and it's the Lord from heaven. But Moses didn't know. Moses didn't know that if he would just stand and read from those two tables, thus says the Lord, something will melt in the life of the people. Unfortunately, he broke it, he grinded it into pieces, he made them to drink it. I was asking him, if I see Moses, I will still ask him. I said, bro, what did you intend when you broke the thing and grinded it into powder and you went and poured it on the water and you told them to drink it? What do you mean? What did you want to achieve? He didn't know. I want you to know that in what God is doing now is totally, completely, it contains everything that you need to succeed in Christ Jesus. The burden on my heart this morning as I'm praying for you, and I'm sending you forth with our prayer.
Amen.
That you will not neglect what God has taken so much pain to purchase for you in Christ Jesus. Do you know Paul said, I do not frustrate the grace of God. For if righteousness were to come by the law, it means Christ died in vain. You know, I pledged in my mind yesterday and early this morning as I'm praying. I said, Lord, don't let them make valueless what you have done. Let me tell you, when temptation to sin knocks on you, they are not asking you to use old method. Old method is, I ban you. That's not the way. You use that for 20 years. Were you helped? Why do you want to return to that? When it comes, he has done nothing. He only came to ask a question. Excuse me. Can I have the old pastor that is here? Oh, sorry, he's no more here. You see, the temptation is not asking you to sin. It's only asking a simple question. Is he around? What do you say? No! Why are you looking for the dead among the living? It's no more here. Go and do that. And write us if Jesus had not walked. You may get home now and you are saying, hey, welcome home. She's only asking, where is the man that you carry to Boko? Do you understand that now? She's not saying anything. She's not abused. She's just saying, can I have the man that you carry to Boko? Sir, sorry. He is no more here. There's a new man here. Suddenly, after some 2-3 days, your wife will come and ask, what happened to you when you went to Boko? Oh, he died. Why did Moses fail? He neglected what God took all the pains to write. Joshua does not need any other thing to succeed than that which God put in the hand of Moses. Are you hearing me? Listen. God will help you to succeed. But let me tell you, if you happen to neglect this and throw it to a corner, the man that will succeed will do nothing new than this same issue. It is the same thing he will grab and he will do exploits where you failed. How will you not have a fading experience? You must not neglect this that God has done in your life. Boko has to be a reference point from here. You see, many times you meet God, God encounters you, but why does it not last? Because you take for granted what God has done as if it means nothing. Then you return to common sense. Why did Moses faint in the first instance? He did not recognize that God did not joke when he took him to the mount. When he gave him those two tables, and God didn't give him anything else. Those two tables in his two hands. He didn't know. May God help you to know this. In the name of Jesus Christ. I've been praying for you since. I've been telling God what we share with you, as little as it is the key. I didn't talk to you because I need a preaching practice. God talked to us because he wanted you to succeed. We fasted and fasted and fasted. We went everywhere. All the holiness preachers that I know, I ran after. Deliverance prayers upon deliverance prayer. I was completely frustrated. In fact, I came to a point, I said, this thing doesn't work. I look at everybody as hypocrites. I still meet friends. Now, I didn't tell you. One of those my friends and colleagues that told me that this thing, we shouldn't tell people. I kept quiet. About 6 years after, we have all left campus. We have all become preachers. I was invited to a meeting in Zaria to preach. And my friend was invited also to preach in the same conference. And we were lodged in the same house. And he practiced aggressive praying. But you see, while I love you to pray, if it is not in recognition of what Jesus has done, it's a wasted thing. Because you are only praying to... Do you know my experience? Because we are ministering together, I just carried Jesus to the meeting. And we started. When I go there, I just said, sing a song. We took a song. The whole atmosphere changed. Students were screaming. I've not preached when they were repenting. When the Lord said, now, this is the passage we are going to read. He's the minister. I am a carrier. You remember that even in the beginning, you know the container. He just poured life into it. That's all God wanted me to be. That's what I am. What am I? Just a carrier. I just carry Baba. So when things happened, in the night, we were about to sleep. He called me, he said, Billy, I said, yes. We were classmates. When did this thing begin with you? I'm still struggling. That's what he said. Then, you know, I felt like reminding him. I said, do you remember that ESCO meeting we had? And I was telling you this thing, and you told me that it cannot work. I said, that is what has worked, though. That's what has been working. He looked at me and said, what? I should come and explain to him again after 6 years. Hallelujah. Can I remind you? How will this not be a fading experience? You must not neglect what God took his own finger to write for you. Hebrews chapter 2 says, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation that God himself began to preach? May the Lord help you. Now, you see, this I'm talking about tonight, it's something that I'm only praying for. Even do you know that even in your prayer life, it has to be with reference to what God did in your life? Where? Here. To put aside what Jesus did and to be going about to set up another means of helping yourself is to neglect the salvation of God. And you can't go far. If I'm going to hear of you tomorrow, are you hearing me? It will be because you took what God said, what the Lord opened your eyes to see, you took it straight. You will say, will it work? Go and try. Hallelujah. Can I walk on top of water? Yes. And you will. Somebody said, how do we get money to sponsor all of this? Let me tell you, that's the secret. Eh? You are worried. You are worried. The man that used to worry is dead. Carry Jesus to your wife now. You hear me? Stop calculating in your head. How will this be? How will this be? How did this be? That calculator, what happened to the calculator? He died. Now, you see, the only way not to faint is to go on with the truth. Now, when he broke it, I thought maybe God would say, okay, there's another way. Mm-mm. Do you know what God did again? God said, come up now. But you see the trouble now, the second going, he paid. He had to go and hew the stone by himself. He had to carry that thing upstairs. Have you ever carried heavy stone? The grinding stone before. And then you are taking it to a hill. And you are carrying two. It was serious. Then God again, 40 days, 40 nights, he wrote on it again. Actually, this time God said, write, write now what I told you. You now write. You now write it. It was terrible for him. But again, look at the next problem. The Bible said his face was shining when he was coming back. But he did not know. My people perish for lack of knowledge. He did not know. He did not know that while God communed with him, his countenance has changed. He has become a different man. He didn't know. As he was coming down, he didn't know that his face was shining. He didn't know that something else has happened again to his life. He didn't know. And the people were the ones that say, cover your face. Unfortunately, the glory faded. The glory faded. So even now, when he now realized that everything has finished, he was still covering it. You don't know how Moses became. He became like a masquerade. Do you know that's how he became? His ministry is that of a masquerade. Because whenever he now wants to go out, after he has finished wearing all the robe, everything he wants to wear, he will quickly remember that it remains what? The veil. Then he will do something and hang. How could he become like that? He did not know. How will this experience of God's grace in your life, how will it not fade? Now I want you to look at it very well. 2 Corinthians, that's where I'm stopping, so that we can, the Venerable can come and conduct the communion. 2 Corinthians chapter 3. Are you there? Are you there? How will it not fade? I will be showing you very quickly now. Are you already in 2 Corinthians 3? All of you? Alright. I read again from verse 9. I'm just drawing some issues. No long talk. For if the ministry of condemnation had glory, the ministry of righteousness exceeds much more in glory. For even what was made glorious had no glory in this respect, because of the glory that excels. For if what is passing away was glorious, what remains is much more glorious. Therefore, since we have such hope, what do? We use great boldness. Hallelujah. Boldness of speech. What God has clearly shown you in Christ Jesus is the truth. The truth will set you free. So we use great boldness of speech. Unlike Moses, who put a veil over his face so that the children of Israel could not look steadily at the end of what was passing away. But their minds were blinded, for until this day the same veil remains unlifted in the reading of the Old Testament, because the veil is taken away. Where? In Christ. But even to this day, when Moses is read, a veil lies on their heart. Nevertheless, when one turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. Now I want to conclude. He says, now the Lord is the Spirit there. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, what is there? There's liberty. We all, with unveiled face, be what? Beholding what? The glory of the Lord. Listen to me. There is going to be progressive increase in your life. You see, you are going to be, is that we are being changed into his own likeness from one degree of glory to another. I think NIV said from splendor to splendor, something like that. Is there a version like that? Read NIV for me. Verse 18. And we all. Yes?
And we all.
There should be all there. How did you read it? Yes. All right. The all came later. Okay. And we, who with unveiled faces, all reflect. Yes.
The Lord's glory.
Uh huh. We are being transformed into his likeness.
With ever increasing glory.
Hallelujah. Whereas the other one was fading, how will our own be? Ever increasing glory. But how does that come? With unveiled face, we behold. As you are going, may you know that when Jesus said, it is finished. It was then that song became so glorious to me. There's nothing more that I can do, for Jesus did it all. There's nothing more that I need do, for Jesus did it all. There's nothing more that I can do, for Jesus did it all. So I am complete in Him. Complete, 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 complete. Hallelujah, I am complete in Him. Hallelujah, complete, 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 complete. Oh, I am complete in Him. When He said, it's finished. It's finished. But how does He become an ever-increasing glory? Say, we all with unveiled face, beholding the glory of the Lord. We are being changed. I'm so happy to tell you that this thing is an ever increasing glory. I remember in that meeting, as the brothers talked, and they said, no, even though we read it in the Bible, but we cannot act on it. Quietly, the Holy Spirit told me that you can't keep company with this kind of people. Take what I've told you seriously. Hallelujah. God took me. And occasionally when we meet, I meet brothers, I meet them. We are mates. We are talking. They are talking. The last time I met that my friend, I was preaching in UK, and he also came around. And as soon as he heard, he called me and said, Billy, I said, yes. He said, I am bringing all these boys to you. You need to talk something to them. So, when he came, we were talking. I noticed that all the brothers that he thought were his men, he was himself complaining. I said, I don't know. This one, they have left. I told this one to do this. He's not doing it. I don't understand. He asked me, how is it that you are running and all the people, they are just with you and they are not going anywhere? I say, that thing that we spoke years ago. Yes. It's an ever increasing glory. It can fade. And we all. In fact, I prayed this morning. I was praying with my wife this morning. I said, Lord, we don't want to do anything to obscure Jesus, to obscure what He did, to obscure what took Him to the cross, as if there's something else to do. How will this not be a fading glory? We must behold Him again and again and again and again. What am I sending you off with? I want to say, looking unto Jesus. Excuse me, please. If there's something else, Jesus would not have needed to do all He did. But because it pleased Jesus, it pleased the Lord, God the Father, that in Him should all fullness dwell. Are you looking for fullness?
Yes.
Do you know where it is? It is in Him. It's there. How will this be an ever increasing glory? Brothers and sisters, are you listening to me tonight? How will this be ever increasing glory? We must behold him with unveiled face. You know, I'm asking you to go and reread your Bible. Did you see that when we started reading the Bible again, all the passages we have been reading, did you notice that he has been saying, you have died, you have died, you have died? Did you read it like that before?
No.
Did you see those things there before?
No.
Yeah. Very many places say, therefore, 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 because it has happened. There are some of us that we struggled to try to keep victory. And it's like egg. It falls down all the time. Because even though we pay lip service to Jesus, we look away from him to other methods. Beggarly, beggarly spirits. I want to commend you this night. How will this experience not fade? You need to know the value of what Christ has done. Madam, did you see Jesus drinking the cup that contained your old man? Did you see?
Yes.
Eh? That's the old man that used to be annoyed in you. That's that man that used to lose temper over every little thing. As you get home now, your house girl, are you hearing me? Will still throw down your cup. But that girl is doing nothing new. She's only asking. Madam that went to Boko, where is she? Can I have her here? And what do you do? Oh, it's dead. It's no more here. As you keep beholding the truth of the word of God, it will be an ever increasing glory. You will suddenly discover that your fears are finished. You know why? A dead man cannot fear. They said, a witch said, I will kill you. I said, no problem. The man you can kill died. The one that is here is the Lord from heaven. This one will not die. This is not a question of let's pray. Let's pray against witches. Let's pray against which witches? Because you didn't know, can you go home now? Eh? Go and read your Bible in the light of the cross. My first concern for you is not even how you preach. I want you to start living in the light of what has happened at Calvary. You just start living. Do you understand?
Yes.
Some of you are saying, how are they able to do what they are doing here? It is him. It is him. It's not me. I told you that I've never had sleepless nights over Peace House. It's not my job. And you are a living witness, have you? This other brother who are coming, who are having, you are too relaxed. Femi, I think that's what I heard you say when we were going. Say, you are too relaxed. And I didn't answer him. How will I not be relaxed when it's not my job? You normally will panic, Abby. But you know Jesus. 5,000 men, not counting women. suddenly visited him. And he needs to feed them. Did he feed them before? Eh? Has Jesus fed 5,000 people? He fed them. He fed them. He fed them. He fed them. He will call some of us, like he called Philip and what is the other brother's name? Andrew. Where are we going to get food to feed these people? They started cracking their head. Even 8 months' wages will not settle this matter. If we get 8 months' salary now and go and buy bread, it will not be enough for them to take a bite. He said, okay, go and tell them to sit down. They will eat bread today. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
The man who did that before. Listen, listen. Inside the body that he picked from Mary's womb. You know, he needed a body that he was using to walk up and down in Jerusalem that time. Where did he get that one? From Mary's womb. And he needed a body to walk on the face of Nigeria and go on the street of Ondo now. He needed somebody now that he can be walking up and down in Benin City. And there was this old Akintola that was here. What did he do? He evacuated that one so that this body can be free.
Amen.
So that he now can come and live inside. So carry him to Benin. Who is going to lay hands on the sick now? It's the new man who now lives in me. A woman was having epilepsy. They quickly said, "Ragbile, ragbile." I said, "Ah, no, no, no." He said, "Jesus said, now you the one they invite? Can they invite a dead man?" No, I forgot. Say, carry me there. We got there. The epileptic one, quick, like this. I said, "Jesus, so what we want to do?" I said, "Just put your hand and pray." The woman said, No. Many people have been praying here and nothing has happened. I'm not interested in that. If you can't carry me to hospital, leave me alone. I said, "Who told you that I've come here to pray for you?" He said, "What have you come to do?" I said, "I brought Jesus." He said, "Where is he?" I said, "He's here." Say, "Father, in the name of Jesus, epilepsy, get out in Jesus' name. Amen." 3 seconds. The woman said, "Is that all?" I said, "Yes." That's all now. That's all he wanted to do. He looked at me again. She looked and looked and looked and looked. I said, "You better stand up. You are finished." Even myself, I'm surprised. And you know this woman? Do you know that because she did not, she said she want to test. She said, "You are free now. Go and pound yam. Anytime that thing comes, if she pound yam and she will converse. Say, go and pound yam for us now. We would like to eat." She pounded yam. Nothing happened. She told her brother, said, "No. I will stay here at least for 2 weeks to see." Stay. Do you know that she stayed 2 months? Nothing happened. 3 months, nothing happened. She went to their village, nothing happened. Then the people sent from the village to their brother. "You are a wicked man. You have discovered medicine that can help your own sister. And you know that many of us are suffering in the village. And you did not bring that medicine." He said, "No, it's not medicine. It's prayer." I said, "Bring that kind of prayer." Praise the Lord. Ministry is not giri giri. I see many of you doing giri 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 giri. You see that? Giri giri. You know your giri. Your giri giri is too much. This is the victory that overcomes the world. Even our faith. For greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. How will this not be a fading experience? Is as we behold him with unveiled face. I know there is a way you used to read your Bible before you came. Can you please put aside those beggarly things and look unto the man of Calvary? Never you neglect so great a salvation that God himself with his own hand has wrought for us. Hallelujah. Even when we are preaching, never you obscure this great salvation that God has wrought for us in Christ Jesus. When you are praying, never you pray as if the cross didn't take place. No matter what is confronting you, as if there's a new method to use. No, relax. Relax. Inside this Christ is everything you need to confront that matter. It's resolved. All your provision is in Christ. Will you go beholding him with unfeigned faces? Being transformed, being changed into his likeness from one degree of glory to another. I love that NIV. In an ever increasing what? Glory, 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 glory. Not the fading one. This will not fade in the name of Jesus. So we are going to pray together tonight. Father, we thank you. Lord, I commend to your servants these my brothers and sisters. Some have just entered into ministry. Some have just been in ministry for 10 years. Some are there for 5 years. Some are there for 20 years. And they have struggled all along. Having brought their struggle to a conclusion in Boko, it is finished.